Hi, this is Bob Fitrakis, bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1.
Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi. Once again, I've got my co-conspirator, longtime compatriot, Harvey Wasserman, who in one of the moments of crisis may no longer be directly associated with Bexley in Ohio. Harvey, you're out in LA setting the place on fire.
Well, I'm trying to dodge the fires. Unfortunately for me, I'm in Southern California, which had terrible air over the past weekend because of the fire, small fire nearby, but the air is completely unbreathable in Northern California. But of course, Bob, we don't have to worry about global warming. That's a myth. But the people really should be walking, the air, the Bay Area really should be getting oxygen. I mean, it's probably the worst air in the world right now. And it's apocalyptic.
The whole city has COPD, right? Essentially, their breathing's literally obstructed.
Yes, absolutely.
And what's the cause of that? There's been a huge debate. What roles did the utilities play in those fires?
Well, the previous fires were clearly set by Pacific Gas and Electric, which owns the two reactors at Diablo Canyon, which was insane. We have no evidence as yet that PG&E paid a $61 million bribe to Larry Householder to get funding for the Diablo Canyon reactors. We noticed that in Ohio, the legislature has not yet repealed or rescinded the bailout for the two nuclear plants. They seem to think it's okay to have a bailout, $1 billion bailout stolen from the public based on a $61 million bribe. And so the bribe to Householder has yet to be refunded. He's been removed as a Speaker of the House, as you know, but he still has his seat in the House.
And I mean, he pled innocent.
Yeah, it's probably only $59.95 that he got as opposed to $60. But, the corruption of this government is just staggering. I mean, how this guy is not yet, of course, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, but at very least how they can continue to proceed with this ripoff, this billion-dollar bailout for these two nuclear reactors. You have to remember that Davis-Bessie is infamous worldwide as being one of the most dangerous reactors ever built. I mean, the scandals, the safety scandals at Davis-Bessie are staggering. And we also have to remember that the Perry nuclear plant, the other beneficiary of this massive ripoff, was the first American reactor to be damaged by an earthquake. I mean, you know, I grew up in Columbus. I never remember any earthquake, but somehow they managed to put a nuclear plant in Ohio on an earthquake fault. Mazel tov on that one. So here we are. We've been fighting these nuclear reactors, desperate to get them shut. We held off the bailouts, the thievery, for many years from the Ohio legislature. Suddenly it passes, and lo and behold, there's a $61 million bribe involved, and they still have not rescinded the bailout. I mean, it's absolutely staggering, and at the same time, they're preventing wind power from coming into Northern Ohio with an insane setback law. I mean, you know, you just got to sometimes wonder if our species really has a place on this planet.
Well, I think it was Barbara Ehrenreich when she was studying war She said, particularly the male species is a genetic mutation that may not be long for the planet. The planet for its own good. The planet's going to survive, but the planet has to get rid of those that don't live within the ecosystem wisely. Well,
I think Mother Earth is, if she hasn't lost patience with us yet, you know, I mean, come on. And very interesting, by the way, Bob, they did a survey and the countries in the midst of the pandemic of the COVID, you know, the global pandemic, the countries that are led by women have done significantly better in containing the virus than countries led by men. It's one of the very few indicators, you know, third world, rich, poor, the most reliable indicator of who has done better containing the virus has been the countries led by women.
I know, but it's not really fair because they tested a lot.
Right. Well, you know, when Kamala Harris is president of the United States, we'll see how she does.
Indeed. And a lot of people talk about this as the most important election of our lifetime. It actually really seems like it.
Yeah. Well, it's a historian.
I mean, Jimmy Carter versus Gerry Ford. This is an important election.
Yeah, right.
Well, whether the middle center of the corporate capitalists or the center interest rates by a quarter.
It was Carter versus Ford. It was a question of when you would wake up. I mean, you know. But we didn't know it at the time, but 1916 actually what was critical for the wrong reason. People voted in 1916 thinking that if they voted for Woodrow Wilson, they would stay out of war.
Yeah, well, he kept us out of war, Harvey.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes. So, you know, that was, many people, you can read the literature, they assumed that Charles Evans Hughes was going to get us into World War I and Woodrow Wilson wouldn't. And it turned out that the opposite was the case. And Woodrow Wilson then spent 4 years crushing the Socialist Party to make sure that Gene Debs didn't become president. And, you know, in retrospect, Bob, and this is something that people have got to understand. In the history books, they treat Eugene V. Debs as a sort of a fringe candidate in the late 1910s. And that, you know, oh, well, he was raising issues and blah, blah, blah. And they put him in prison and that was too bad. Well, the reality is that in 1920, had Gene Debs not been in prison and had there not been a pandemic and had the Socialist Party not been crushed in a Red Scare, I think Gene Debs could have been president. You know, he was the most popular man. After Theodore Roosevelt died in 1919, Eugene V. Debs was the most popular politician in America. By far. And with the apparatus of the Socialist Party, I believe that he could have been elected president in 1920. But yes, now of course, you know, there's no doubt that if Donald Trump is somehow elected, and he was never elected in the first place, if he somehow emerges with control of the Electoral College, let's put it that way, democracy is done in America. And the planet, we will not survive. The human species will not survive 4 more years of Donald Trump. I mean, it just won't. We're seeing what's happening in the Bay Area. You know, fracking will continue. You know, a tremendous amount of global warming is due to fracking, which Biden says he's not opposed to. But the economics on fracking are really closing it in. We're seeing actually the end of fossil fuels and of nuclear power, because the coronavirus, the virus, the pandemic collapsed demand. I mean, you've got tankers floating around in the ocean that can't unload their product.
I saw it at minus $40 a gallon.
Yeah.
They were paying people to take the oil. I mean,
You, the Free Press, you should set up a big tank and have them pay you for the oil, you know, so to take it. I mean, really, I'm not a big fan of the market, but it does exist. And renewables are poised, once this lunatic is out of the White House, to just barrel through. And we have the same issue in Ohio. I mean, they have this setback clause in the which has absolutely no ecological, economic, or health or safety meaning. You know, just out of the blue in 2014, and there must have been bribes involved there. The Republicans snuck into the Ohio code a clause saying you have to be 1,300 feet from the border of your property for a windmill, which is insane. It makes no sense whatsoever. There's no reason for it except to stop windmills. And they've done that. Ohio has about 800 megawatts of wind, and Illinois has like five times as much. Pennsylvania and Michigan and New York all have two or three times as much wind. And we have a perfect area for wind power in northern Ohio along the north coast. I mean, it's flat. The winds are steady. There's plenty of infrastructure, plenty of transmission lines. The sites are close to the cities. The farmers are dying for it. I mean, you can save dozens of farms by putting in these windmills. And yet, you know, the legislature's stopping it and simultaneously giving a $1 billion bailout to the two nuclear plants. I mean, it's completely sick. And of course, you know, the corruption of, I got to say, of all the legislatures in America, the Ohio one is right up there at the top for corruption. It's just mind-boggling.
Historically, it's always been in the top 10 to 12, but I think we're looking at the underbelly now. I mean, I think this puts us, you know, in the top three. I mean, New Jersey, Texas. Remember, Molly Ivins used to write about Texas. One of my favorite articles she ever wrote is this 300-pound rep from Waco, Texas, or somewhere, shouted at a lobbyist, "Yo, me two sweat hogs tonight." That one was a real stinkeroo. Right out of the floor of the legislature. Yeah. And of course, New Orleans, for whatever reason, has been historically corrupt. But, you know, I just think, we got to be as good as New Jersey in corruption, or as bad. You know, we just don't have the rep. Why is that?
Oh, I think Ohio's got a pretty, you know, the home of Mark Hanna and William McKinley. I mean, come on. And Warren G. Harding. I mean, how do you top Warren G. Harding? Here's a guy who's probably, you know, Trump has all these affairs. Warren G. Harding actually was very open. He had openly had his mistress, Nan Britton. And she, when she gave birth to a daughter, she wrote a book called The President's Daughter, claiming it was his, the girl was his. And of course they denied it. But in the 1990s, they did DNA tests on the woman. She lived, you know, a long time. And they had Warren's DNA, and they proved that she was, in fact, his daughter. Yeah. But meanwhile, it is widely believed, and I'm a big fan of this theory. Here's a conspiracy theory we can all believe. Warren G. Harding died of food poisoning. And it's what generally...
You think it was his... His wife was... There was all those reports she would beat on the cloakroom. He'd be in the closet with his mistress. Right. With the door, the closet. Right. She'd be pounding on the door.
Warren, come out of there. Put your pants on. But when he died of food poisoning, she refused to allow an autopsy. So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions. She was known as the Duchess, by the way, Warren G. Harding's wife. And you did not mess with her. So there, and he did, and he paid the price. So now we have Trump, and here's the latest on Trump. I mean, you know, how an evangelical can show their face around Donald Trump. This woman.
Well, Jerry Falwell Jr. couldn't he?
Yeah. This woman claims he raped her. She's a very well-known writer. I mean, she's an editor in New York. She has the dress that when he raped her with his specimen on it. And he...
That would be DNA, Harvey.
He's obviously being tested for the virus. Somebody should grab one of the swabs.
Swabs.
But all he had to do, all he's got to do to clear his good name is to give him a DNA sample and say, no, I'm innocent. I never met this woman. Here's my DNA. And that proves it. But of course, he's not going to do that. And now, talk about chutzpah. He wants the federal government, the Department of Justice, to be his defense attorneys in this rape case. I mean, it's staggering. The President of the United States wants the Department of Justice to be his personal attorney in a rape case? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's astounding.
Well, as investigative reporters, we went in search of his porn star.
That's right. We went, but we didn't get to interview her, unfortunately. It's because you insisted on being fully dressed.
Well, for the record, we should point out we've done three covers stories, if that's what you call them, for Hustler magazine.
That's right. Absolutely. So anyway, you and I, Bob, are working really hard on election protection. We want people to go in and be poll workers, for God's sakes. There's apparently a giant deficit of poll workers all over the country.
Yeah, they need at least 15,000 more in Ohio.
Yeah, so everybody who marched for George Floyd needs to go in to march into the election boards and become a poll worker. You know, you get paid, right? It's good money, right?
You do indeed. You get trained, you get paid. They're actually giving attorneys CLE, continuing legal education credits, if they'll work the polls.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good deal. Are you going to do it?
No, I think I'm going to be, I'm planning on being an observer, hopefully, for Howie Hawkins.
Oh, I see.
So I can get in, I want to be able to get into the actual Board of Election when they're counting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just lurk about.
Are you going to be packing?
Well, possibly. It's open carry, though. So yeah, if I do pack, I got to do it openly. I can't do it concealed.
Well, is that open carry for guns or beer?
If you're a real American and Trump supporter, both.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't even have to ask that question.
Well, it's truly staggering what's going on here. And it is quite amazing, I have to say, that we couldn't invent Donald Trump. I mean, he keeps getting deeper and deeper. I mean, the idea of bringing in the Department of Justice to serve as his personal attorney in a rape case, as an American historian, I can tell you without any hesitation, nothing like that has ever been attempted. I mean, that is truly staggering.
And you're listening to WGRN 94.1, where you hear the truly staggering.
This is The Other Side of the News, streaming to you from the Indie Media Studios of the Free Press Network on YouTube, but also available online at WGRN.org. Plus, listen to us on Columbus, Ohio's two volunteer-run low-power FM radio stations, Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 94.1 FM, The Green Renaissance, and rebroadcasted Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WCRS, the community radio station, both 92.7 and 98.3 FM.
Right, so I'm trying to finish my history of the United States, Bob. I have my People's Spiral of U.S. History, and I had it all done. And I ended with Bernie, you know, in the great campaign. But I can't finish it until Trump leaves the White House. So that, you know, anybody who's really got any, wants to read my History of the United States has got to help get Trump out of the White House so I can finish.
And Bernie, of course, was the first guy that did a documentary on Debs back in the 1970s. And again, great admirer of Eugene Victor Debs.
But not as far left as Debs. I mean, Debs advocated government, you know, public ownership of the major means of production, and Bernie does not.
Well, he went beyond. He actually argued for the democratization of the means of production and distribution. He was a bit of an anarcho-syndicalist, one of the founders of the IWW. The workers should own their own factories and workers' self-management.
Yeah.
And they should control the state. He tried to set up a commune in Washington, the state of Washington. He actually wrote John D. Rockefeller saying, if you want to be rid of us, give us this money and help us buy this land up in Washington.
Really?
And we'll all go there. Yeah.
Well, were they raising pot?
Don't know. I know he liked to, they say he liked to drink with the workers.
Yeah. And he did also frequent houses of ill repute.
I'm sure just to recruit. That was another well-known sort of kind of working class thing he did. And he literally would get drunk and give his coat away because his wife was very well off. And he always had these really nice coats. So there's all these pictures of a coatless on a cold day, drunken Debs coming out of a brothel without a coat.
Well, at least he had his pants on.
So at least he, you know, no one ever accused him of violating them. And nor did he want the government to do anything except let him out of prison.
So what is the key? You're the election protection coordinator for the Grassroots Emergency Election Protection Coalition in Ohio. So what is the key to protecting the election in Ohio? Is there any chance that we could have a fair election in Ohio this fall?
Yeah, I think the more people we get to vote early and particularly vote on paper, here in a lot of counties, you know, don't pick the touchscreen. Don't pick the one that you touch and it marks your ballot for you. You want the one where you hand marked in the little oval, right? You know, you want to make sure that they take it right over and put it in the machine.
Can you put it in the machine yourself?
At some polling places, yeah, they have videos. I put it in the machine the last time I used it in 2018. You went in and you fill it out and walk across and stick it in the little ES&S digital scanner.
Well, that's critical. So people got to understand that Steve Rosenfeld told me yesterday that the polls are now showing that whereas, X number of people were going to vote by mail, it's now half of that. And that a very large percentage of people are now planning to vote early.
That's because Trump, right? Attacked the post office. It was clear what he was doing.
Yes.
So the polls really have to be based on what percentage of the population is voting one of three ways: in person, at a polling place, early voting into a machine, or mail-in voting. And right. I think increasingly, other than the most vulnerable population that has to, I'm encouraging people to go down and vote in person.
Early.
There's no one around. There's safe distance.
Right. But there's only one place to vote in Franklin County. Is that right?
Franklin County Board of Elections, formerly Kohl's. You know, you used to shop there. You got a trademark Kohl's belt.
Yeah, right. So so it's insane, though. Only one place in all of Franklin County can you go.
And only one drop box, buddy.
And it's right there.
And don't be overcrowding it.
And the only drop box is
one camera. There's a camera on it.
And the only drop box is at the Kohl's.
Yes. Yeah. At the Board of Elections.
So actually what you got to do, Bob, is on the, you got to put out a special issue of the Free Press and, you know, have a picture of the Kohl's and where it is and tell people they got to go down there and vote. You know, I mean, that's what's got to happen. What's the address of the Kohl's?
Oh, we should be able to look it up under the Board of Election. I don't have my phone. Maybe Train can put in Board of Election, Franklin County, and it'll pop up on the screen. But right.
Yeah, so people have got to understand in Franklin County and in all the other counties, if you're going to early vote, there's only one place you can go. It's amazing. Now, are they using the arena in Cleveland?
Yeah, it's going to be part of various precincts.
So if you want to vote in Cuyahoga County, you can go down to the House of LeBron and vote there, right?
Right, and the Lakers have now are now up 2-1 over the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I was sorry to see the Bucks go out. But anyway, so
that's because it's a socialist city, right?
Yeah.
America's longest running socialist city, over 50 years.
So people in Ohio, we want them. Now, what happens if you get a vote, a ballot in the mail? You should just take the ballot in, right?
You don't get a ballot in the mail. Well, you could, but you first will get what I already have is a request form. So those are already out where they send you a request form for a ballot. So you fill out the absentee ballot request form, then they send you a ballot. But you can go in without turning your ballot in and vote in person. What?
Will they give you a provisional or will they give you an actual ballot?
Let's see, if you have a ballot, they're supposed to clarify it where you don't have to have it, but what they'll do is they'll mark that you requested a ballot, you have that ballot, and they'll check it to make sure that you can vote. So they'll have to do it there. They'll electronically check it to make sure you haven't already turned it in. And they'll have it marked so when they count, if you did both, which few people do by accident, except in the case of Trump supporters, who he's been encouraging to vote twice.
I love that, you know.
Republican Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, is telling people, it's illegal, you can't vote twice.
Well, I think, Bob, you should put out, there should be a special issue of Free Press, if you can do it, even a small one, and show people where to vote and encourage people to go in and vote early. I mean, that's what's really got to happen.
Yeah, now the best way to vote is not to vote through the mail. Who knows what in the hell's going to happen through the mail?
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
We are doing a 50-year book, printed edition. Train DePriest is helping us with that. We're going to put out 50 years of covers and reporting, a tabletop book for aging hippies.
All right. Well, that's good.
So some of your articles will be in there, some classic stuff.
Well, let's just hope. I mean, frankly, the other thing is that if people vote early and their ballots are put through the digital scanning machine, then they you can get a result.
Those will pop up on election night. That's very important, because the problem is what they're now talking called the red mirage, right, where because of a lot more Democrats were going to vote by mail, it'll look like Trump has a huge lead. Because the early voting, which is how supporters, again, of Biden should vote and Democrats should vote, it helps knock down the red mirage. So what they're trying to create this false illusion that Trump won on election night, but if you go and vote early, your vote's going to be counted on election night.
Right, especially if it's in a digital scanning machine.
Absolutely.
So I think that, you know, with the 7 weeks left until the election, there's got to be a massive movement. But we have to make sure that when people go in to vote early, that they vote with paper and not on those touchscreen machines. That's critical.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
And again, where can people hear you? Solartopia radio show?
The Solartopia is on GRN, the show, and it originates at KPFK Pacifica in California. And we also have the PRN show, the Progressive Radio Network, which is an hour that comes out in New York. So both are available. You're always on. We're talking about elections.
All right. Thanks, Harvey, and thanks, Train. Peace.
Okay, and remember, everybody, vote early, but not often.
And on paper.
Then hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.